Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Pecorino. 6'5", netminder. Little stack. Great topless shot of him on the fan page. Looks like he has a little treasure trail going. Congratulations, Predators. And less than an hour later, the Western Conference in the NBA is clinched. As Manu Ginobili may have played his... You can keep the music going, baby. As Manu Ginobili may have played his final game.
Yep.
Last year, we watched Tim Duncan walk off the floor and... In the back of our minds, thought that might be the last time we see the most legendary player ever from the Caribbean. And now, just a little year later, perhaps the most legendary player from Argentina.
I don't know why you'd quit if you're still an effective player. And he is. He's, what, 39 years old?
Yeah.
He had 15 last night. I mean, he's still a very good player.
I wonder if he did the Propecia thing like me and then stopped and then got the bad beat deal.
You would think, you know, if you're making $20 million a year, you just go ahead and have the transplant.
Yeah.
Although, I'm sure there's some people who just don't care.
Taking a shot?
No.
I'm going to do a GoFundMe.
The people that are very wealthy.
Do a GoFundMe and come back and look like Quinn Snyder in 99. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do in Las Vegas. This is actually a hair transplant trip under the guise of degenerating. Hey, look, everybody. It's Ryan Kelly. Hello, Ryan.
You know, you guys have had such a great tour. Sorry. Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, hello again, everybody.
Hello again. It's Ryan Kelly. Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly.
Nice.
What a great show, man. I don't even know where to jump in on this one. The Katy Perry deal.
Yeah, controversial.
Mm-hmm. I just heard, you know, Propecia. I was I was a big Propecia guy for years.
Really? You have a full lid, yo.
Must have worked.
Exactly.
I did a good job because I don't comb my hair, so it kind of looks like I have hair. But if I actually try to comb my hair, I think you'd see it's pretty thin up top.
Yeah, right.
My wife made me get off the Propecia, gosh, 8-9 years ago when we were starting to think about having a baby. And clearly I never got back on it because I have three of those now.
That's right. So, that's right. That Propecia, Doug, happy fun ball, baby. Happy fun ball, I'm telling you.
What about sleeping? Doug sleeps like an Olympic athlete.
Yeah.
And you don't sleep?
I do, but Anna Marie's having trouble sleep, and I feel terribly for her. Doug's an Olympic caliber sleeper.
How many hours a night, Doug?
Well, I don't get enough. You know, most nights 4 or 5, but I'm saying by Olympic caliber, I can sleep anywhere and get to sleep in just
and
a
with anyone.
Matter of a minute or two.
Or with anyone, sure. Yeah, that comes
not with anyone. I don't care who's there because I'm out.
Well, I might come pay you a visit over in Sunset Hills one night.
Okay, that's enough, Rye.
All right, ding, ding, ding. I'm suspended. How about Timmy? How much do you sleep a night? How many hours?
On weekends, I can go 9 hours during the week, 5 to 6.5 if I'm lucky. What about you? Because you get up like at 4:30 too, don't you?
Yeah, but I usually go to bed early, you know. So I wake up probably 4:35 every day, and I try to get in the gym and work out by 5:30 so I can get done by 6:30 or so and get my day moving. And when you keep that kind of a schedule, you generally don't have problems falling asleep.
That's true. You're 100% right. So do you do that on the weekends, though, too? Or do you sleep in on the weekends?
I'm out of bed by 6 on the weekends. You can't. For me, it's different. I know you just mentioned you can sleep 9 hours in the weekend. You'd have to hook me up like Michael Jackson to get me to sleep 9 hours.
Really?
It doesn't happen. But, yeah, I usually pass out a little earlier on the weekends because I'm a little faded. So
faded.
I'm going to be in bed by 10:30 or so, and then I can sleep till 6. So that's my biggest sleep, probably 7 hours on a weekend. But, I'm not a good sleeper, are you? I was born with this, now I call it a gift, but it was a curse for years. I just have so much energy. I never slow down. I don't stop.
We haven't noticed that.
Yeah, I know. I do a pretty good job keeping that under wraps so nobody really figures it out. But, I definitely have a little hyperactivity in me. When I was little at the birthday parties, my mom would never let me have cupcakes or cake with all the other kids. I'd sit by the side, you know, never could have sugar.
Really?
Think about that. Yeah. Use. Now they don't let them eat gluten. Let's talk about mortgages.
Oh, that's right.
Where I came up with Katy Perry to sleeping. I guess I forgot to talk about robin feeding, but we can leave that one alone.
Yeah, all right. We'll cover that next week.
Yeah, well, I'll go to that one next Tuesday. First things first, mortgages are hot right now. We're going crazy. We're setting record numbers. We're loving it. We're busy as can be at the office. We started a new thing called the Breakfast Club, where people coming in now at 6:30 to work. They make waffles, they listen to club music, they do cool stuff, maybe a little yoga. And by 7:15, they're cracking the files and pushing the loans through. We take our responsibility, our clients, very serious. I see the post on the page quite a bit. People support the sponsor.
There they are.
Love that. Mortgage rates have come back down. So they're super low. If you never refied, or maybe you tried but got turned down, call us today. Let us put options together for you. 1 5-minute call. Let's see how much money we can save you. I'm Ryan Kelly. I think you know this, but I'm the home loan expert. There's only one. 314-81-9700. Always at thehomeloanexpert.com. Boys, have a wonderful day. Thanks for letting me jump on. Talk to you soon.
There he is, Ryan Kelly, Doug, the title sponsor of this award-winning radio presentation. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results, but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Derek Gould will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour live from Los Angeles, where the Cardinals will take on Clayton Kershaw. Lance Lynn on the mound for the Fighting Redbirds. And at 9:45, your emails for the Hot Shots email today. Here's what we got going for the email today. Free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. And then a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets for May 30th. Bud Bash, enter gate 4 up to 2 hours before first pitch and receive a free mini bobblehead of the featured player with autograph already on the box. Each game is a different player. And next Tuesday, May 30th, is... Doug, you want to take a guess?
May 30th is Tuesday.
No. Who the Cardinal figure is that will be...
Who the Cardinal figure... Oh, that'll come on Tuesday. Can I have initials, please?
W-H. W-H.
Will Hagen.
Wayne Hagen.
W-H. Wayne Hagen is going to get a nice little figure. Wayne Hagen.
Whitey Herzog.
Whitey Herzog. Yeah, I was going to get around to that.
So that's May 30th. And then St. Gabriel's School picnic is June 10th.
It'll be a little bobblehead with a flat top.
What are you saying? Everybody at St. Gabriel's has a flat top?
No, Whitey had a flat top.
So does.
He had a fantastic flat top.
Yeah, really did. I feel like if you touched it, you'd cut your finger.
I know, you could bounce a ball up there. It wouldn't roll off.
Man, I'm jealous of that. And you know how you can get a nice flat top? I don't know if this makes any sense, but I'm going to go with it anyway as a bad segue. Harry's Razors.
Oh, I don't know that you necessarily use a razor like that for a flat top, but boy, it sure makes a nice segue.
Thank you. Harry's was founded as the simple choice. Get a great quality shave without having to pay an arm and a leg. The Harry's founders were just like you, sick of overpaying for a quality shave at the drugstore. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you with an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. I got a shipment from Harry's just yesterday. Two shave sets, as a matter of fact. Two shave sets. Harry's starter set is a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the code INSIDESTL at checkout. Your start set includes ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Shipping is free and satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code INSIDESTL. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. You can text in 855-CUB-TALK. You can call in 855-CUB-TALK. The appliance discounter phone lines, 855-282-8255. So I have to tell you this, as I would imagine everyone last night was watching the coverage in the UK in Manchester with the bombing of Manchester Arena. And you know what was, because there isn't video, at least at this point. Have you seen video of the actual event outside the arena near the box office of a suicide bombing?
I've seen the kids running indoors.
Right.
And I've seen the shot outside in the parking lot where you could hear the bomb go off.
Yeah. The one that just I don't know. I mean, there's so many that crushed me emotionally. And I guess now I can see I'm sliding into this mode, this mindset. Now I can relate much better than before. Is the shot, and it looks like perhaps they're at like a subway station,
mm-hmm,
where it looks like their parents waiting for their kids, but yet everybody's running down the steps. That's the shot I've seen over and over again.
Right.
And can you even imagine not knowing as you're, you know, I mean, because a concert for Ariana Grande is going to be full of, for the most part, teens, and then to a lesser extent, 20-somethings, and then parents. And these parents are just waiting. And based on their, as they're just standing there, I don't think they have any clue as to why everybody is running. They're just standing, but everybody's running down the steps from the arena through what appears to be a subway station. And so I just, as a soon-to-be parent who, you know, which is super rare in St. Louis to live 40 years and not experience it, now, I go, oh my God, if that was my son, he was in there, that emotion that now I have a much better appreciation, understanding of when people see these things and just, you know, want to say, just grab your kids, you know. And I see that, and these parents are standing there, and they have no idea why these kids are running out, and then they go on a search for, at this point, 22 deaths.
Yeah, I see one of them is an 8-year-old girl now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How horrible is that? It's going to get to where you don't want your kids to go anywhere.
That's the thing that I've wondered about, you know, and it's like you don't want to vocalize it, really. I think we've talked about it at times, but it's like you don't even want to talk about it. But you feel like it's inevitable. And last night really was the first time that what felt inevitable, really, on September 12th, 2001, all the way to present day, which is a suicide bomber outside of a venue, or if they could get inside of a venue, and just blowing themselves up and taking out however many hundreds or thousands of people is possible. And I don't know, and I would imagine we will find out more in the ensuing hours and days, if the intent was to get inside, couldn't get inside, realized that security was starting to get on them and goes, okay, got to do it now.
Yeah.
Or if it was, okay, I'll wait until the end of the concert when people are coming out, and that way that I, you know, don't have to deal with security and getting picked off on my way in.
I don't know how you ever stop it. If the guy doesn't mind that he kills himself, I don't know how you ever stop this kind of thing.
That's a scary thing. You can't. Now, they've gone to great lengths of sporting events to have metal detectors and things before you go into a stadium, but there's nothing to stop somebody if they want to pack explosives on their back and stand in front of a venue and just explode themselves. There's nothing you can do to stop that.
Right. Right. That guy in Oklahoma City who loaded up a truck with a fertilizer bomb and took down half of a building.
Timothy McVeigh, 95.
Yeah. I don't know how you ever stop that.
And now you got people just getting in their car and running into groups of people. I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt that our government has stopped some before they happened. You know, we said in the last hour some things go on that maybe we don't know about. I have no doubt that that's the case. And it could be that they have thwarted many of these attacks because they're really, I mean, there's been some horrible shootings. Half a dozen or so, maybe close to 10 now since. But I don't know that there's been any really well-organized type of thing that's gone on here on the scale. Obviously, nothing on the scale of 9/11. But you wonder how many plots that our government has uncovered before they happened.
And if you don't want to hear this conversation, I completely understand. You know, I realize our show is an outlet and escape, but it's whatever's kind of on our minds is what we talk about. And so if you don't want to hear it, totally understand, flip the station, whatever the case might be. But I just see that and I'm like, it's probably the first of many, the proverbial copycat. It's unfortunately, as you both were saying, so, quote, easy to do. If you're willing to die, then how can you stop it? How can you stop it from where a bunch of people are gathered in a small place? That's the goal. So I would always, when we would like, for example, and this has nothing to do with Busch Stadium specifically, it's just the main place where I've gone to games over the last few years. And I go, God, I mean, you know, I realize they're doing it, but I feel like it's almost more psychological than really effective. If somebody really wanted to, I would imagine, again, this isn't that specific to Busch Stadium. It's any place, get through it, they could. And I'm candidly, I'm surprised it took, you know, 16 years since September 11th for it to happen. But to do it outside is even more scary because in that capacity, there's absolutely no security check just to stand where a bunch of people, thousands of people are exiting at once.
Mm-hmm.
And take out however many. Kids.
Yeah. And you've got cars and trucks driving by on Highway 40, 50 feet away from the stadium. You got streets right next to it. But it's like that at every other stadium in the country, too. I mean, they're all like that. I don't know.
Well, you can still pull up to Busch, that spot right by the media where down a little bit, people pick up tickets and it's like 15-minute parking. They don't check that. You can pull right up there, which is maybe 75 feet from the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that Tim McVay had, the rider thing, that he parked that right there, but still it blew half the building off. Can you imagine if somebody wanted to do it, there's nobody there checking.
No. Well, even if there was somebody checking, if you just drove down the street and it went off, what are you going to do? I don't know. I suppose we're lucky that there aren't more lunatics than there even are.
ISIS has officially claimed responsibility for the Manchester bombing. That is early this morning. It's
23-year-old Salman Abedi is the suspect.
And there were arrests this morning in Manchester, South Manchester. I saw that before coming out here to do the show. But yeah, it was a suicide bombing.
Yeah, they got to be really jittery there in England for what happened in London a little while ago, and now this. Yeah, it's a different world, that's for sure.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, the victims are teenagers, like somebody said, an 8-year-old victim.
That's got to be the height of cowardice. I mean, all these attacks have been horrible. Anytime someone gets killed in an attack like this, it's just awful. But this is bringing it to a whole nother level when you target children.
Well, why are you guys saying first? What about the concert bombing in Paris last year? I still love you, Tim. It's from the 3 and 4.
Concert bombing? There was a shooting.
Shooting, right.
I don't remember a bombing. Right. Maybe there was, because they've had several things in Paris.
Yeah, I thought it was a shooting.
Yeah. That was a guy who took out 100 or more, didn't he?
Glad you guys are touching on this story this morning. Glad you guys aren't using this topic as a comedic play like some D-bags on the fan pin. That's from the 618. Well, I mean, you know, people react how they act, and it's not my job to police people's opinions and how they express themselves. If people want to do that, then let the market decide how they want to react. There is a gentleman, and this was his I loathe the Pitchfork Mafia, you know, how it's taken people down, and it's shame, shame, shame. But did you see David Levitt, Doug? I don't know if you're familiar with his work. I was not familiar with his work until last night, but you're familiar with the story.
At first, they thought he was a CBS reporter. Turns out he's just a freelancer.
1099. He tweeted last night, and now he's been tweeting a bunch of things since, and it's just like, what in the world? Let's see if he still has it up. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he took it down. I don't know. Oh, okay. So last night, 14 hours ago, right when this news was breaking, it was like in the 5 o'clock hour, I was watching NBC Nightly News, and like at 5:47 or so, Lester Holt cut in with an update that there had been a bombing, or an explosion, I guess, because you didn't know it was a bombing at the time, in Manchester. So honestly, for over a year, I thought an Ariana Grande was something you ordered at Starbucks. That's what he tweeted out.
Well, there was one worse than that. He tweeted, the last time I listened to Ariana Grande, it made me want to die, or words to that effect.
Yeah, then I guess, so he did delete, yes, I saw that too, so that's gone now, which is interesting that, then he said, checked my phone and got this message from Twitter, try swearing at me now, you're getting a lot of notifications, want to set up some filters to help control it. Then he wrote, too soon. Sorry for offending. Didn't realize the magnitude of the tragedy. I always make stupid jokes about whatever's trending. Condolences to the families.
Sorry.
And then since...
Too late.
Now he said, I've deleted the tweet since so many people asked.
Oh, well, that was big of you. That was big of you.
And now he's just been tweeting a bunch of GIFs. And he's been doing it over the last couple hours. And so I'm like, okay, maybe there's just something off here. But he does have, God, he's tweeted 7 times in the last few minutes.
Backpedaling?
No, just like almost like kind of taunting. There's a, I guess this is from Star Wars and one of the little bots that rolled along. And it's a gif of that saying, they see me rolling, they hating. And then... some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles gifts. saying, "Cowabunga, can you cry underwater?" A SpongeBob gif. Hashtag Morning Joe, Jerry Seinfeld enjoying a coffee, raising his eyebrows. You can be cool, but not as cool as shirtless Han Solo with sunglasses on. Hashtag Tuesday Thoughts. So maybe there's just something a little...
That's what they're tweeting. I'm sure this guy won't work again.
Off there.
You would hope he wouldn't. That's bringing insensitive to a whole new level as well. I assume that it wasn't his 8-year-old relative who was killed in that. Yep.
Now, I did see Ariana Grande's tweet. She was just so distraught.
As you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So she's canceled her tour. She's supposed to perform in London tomorrow night. So, yeah, I have to say, oftentimes people get these public shamings, and it just makes me cringe. I hate it. Because oftentimes the people who come over the top at the people who made the mistake are infinitely more mean-spirited, malicious, vile, whatever the case might be, than the initial offender. And I'm fascinated as to how that is okay while they're in the mob condemning. For the life of me, I can't figure that out. However, in this specific instance, this gentleman, as opposed to going, "Oh my God, I can't believe, when I tweeted that out, I had no idea that many people died," or whatever the case might be, whatever. Now it's like he's like taunting, and I don't understand that. But hey, you know,
well,
like I said, let the market decide. And as you said, Doug, I don't know if he will be getting hired, especially since he's a freelancer. But if he were employed, I don't know if he would keep his job.
Yeah, that'll be the end of his reporting career, I'm quite sure. Yeah, you would hope anyway. I mean, if you're that irresponsible, you don't need to be delivering news to anybody.
Tim, that's the perfect definition of soft target. It's easy to do. It's nearly impossible to make some type of perimeter that's large enough to protect everyone. That's from the 314. Tim, I have 3 sons. Awful. That's from the 636. You could walk in any hospital main entrance with a cart full of explosives and nobody would know. It's from the Southside Man Diver.
No, you could do that in most places. You just can't have military personnel with guns there guarding everybody. Maybe it'll get to that at some point. It might get to that. When I was in Paris years ago, there were military people with machine guns virtually on every corner of Paris. And there was no trouble at the time. I don't know if they don't do that anymore. In Britain, I don't believe the policemen even carry guns. That will probably change.
Hey, Tim, Doug, I took my family to a Cardinal game Friday night. What is sobering is seeing 4 police officers with bomb-sniffing dogs checking trash cans by Ballpark Village. It's a new normal, not good.
Yeah.
It's from the Dirty Pigeon. I remember, and you were there, we were both there covering the game, the thing, and I don't know why, I mean, because I truly wasn't enjoying it before they lost the game, and I have no idea why. It might have just been my, you know, beginning my aversion to local TV news because we were covering the Rams, a team we had covered all year long, and all of a sudden the news people were now telling us how to cover the team, and I never got that, but whatever. I won't put you in an awkward spot addressing it. But the Super Bowl in 2002, and when we walked up to the Superdome, remember the rocket launchers outside of it?
Yeah.
There was barbed wire fence around the Superdome, and then rocket launchers positioned around the Superdome, because it was 5 months after September, 4 months after September 11th.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah, you want to talk about an eye-opening sight. I don't know if that was covered on the television, that's what the building looked like outside of it, because they were all worried about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if all cops do this now, but when we had this rash of shootings where a lot of cops are getting shot, I always try to make it a point, whether I'm in a Starbucks or whatever, I see when I walk up and I shake their hand and say thank you. But if I'm at the ballpark and I'm outside smoking, and I'll see a police officer and I'll go up and they won't shake hands anymore. You go up and say, thank you, fortune, and he'll say fist bump. He'll just do that because I guess they're afraid that you shake their hand, then you get them away from their gun. And they're just so leery now. And I feel so bad that they have to worry about that.
Speaking as one of your loyal goofball lemmings of dumbassery and grabass, this is a serious and tragic event. And we all support you guys talking about it this morning. It's on our mind. If you have kids or not, it should be Mike and Wildwood. I appreciate the sentiment. I'm never one to want to speak for a group of people, to each their own, individuals. And some people, I'm certain, don't want to hear it. If anything, they may have kids, and like, I don't want to think about it. I want to hear you morons talk with Larry Nickel about getting Robin fed. And I totally get it. But like I said, you know, I sit here, whatever pops into my mind is what we wind up talking about, or whatever pops into your mind, Doug, or the cat, or Iggy, or Plowboy, or Sea Monster, if he decides to speak on that particular day. So, you know, that's kind of where it is. And I'm just watching that. God, I just, because the thing that I've thought for years, and like I said, it's been nearly 16 years since September 11th, and honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't happened in the United States, which, like you were saying, Doug, it probably, there probably have been plots for it to happen in the United States.
Oh,
we just
no doubt.
Don't know about it, that somebody would hit a sporting event or a concert, whatever. Either way, a venue like one of those, stadium, arena, where thousands and thousands of people are gathered, the proverbial soft target.
A lot of this gets down to the political issue that has divided our country, that of immigration. You have to be careful who you allow in your country because, you know, these are the people that are doing it. In England, it's the same group of people doing it over and over. You just can't let anybody flood into your country without knowing what you're getting. It's too dangerous.
Iggy, I'm not sure what cops you try this with. I never had one hesitate to accept my thanks and handshake. That comes from the Veiled Prophet. Unless Americans are willing to give up more of their privacy, these things will continue to happen with regularity. There's a fine line between privacy and security. That's from the Imperial Impaler. It's a assy or a crappy world to raise children in these days. I worry for my three children with the way things are these days. Just sad. Yeah, I said that to Anna because, you know, I just, and I'm sure everybody, most people who are listening, well, I don't know, I guess we have listeners now that are in their early 20s, mid-20s, late 20s, don't have kids, God bless. But I mean, I'm just so excited about our baby. Just couldn't be more excited. Both of us are, especially with what we went through to get to this point. And so I just, you know, love just holding Anna Marie and putting my hand on the baby. And I feel terrible that I know that this, you know, son of mine is coming into a world where there's going to be, it's probably, unfortunately, if I had to guess, worse, you know, by the time.
Well, I would say this.
30 to 40 years old.
As horrible as this is, I don't know that we're living, that it's any more dangerous time to raise kids now. You go back to my generation. I mean, we were learning how to duck for cover in case of nuclear bomb. You think parents weren't saying the same thing? What kind of world are my kids growing into with the Cold War going and with nuclear bombs in Cuba aimed in our direction? They had the same fears. You go back a generation before that, and nobody had a nickel to rub together in the Depression. I'm sure parents were saying, well, what are we raising our kids for? Geez, we're living in desperate poverty. You go back before that, you had World War I and people gassing each other all over the world and the plague wiping out millions of people. And you go back before that, and you got the Civil War with America. It's always been a dangerous world. It always has been. It changes. The what makes it dangerous changes from time to time. But it's always been a struggle.
I guess what I would say on that is, now with the exception, of course, of a nuclear missile crisis in the Bay of Pigs, which I gather you're making reference to.
Yeah, I remember in school taking drills where we'd have to cover our
head. Yeah, we did that too at St. Gabriel,
like,
so it carried over
help.
To the 80s. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You just want to do something.
But
I guess
we had neighbors with a cement bomb shelter that we were going to run into.
Really?
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying, for the most part, that certainly being an obvious exception, is, you know, the danger, you know, is finding the innocents now. The innocents are victims. And don't get me wrong, of course, goes without saying, you know, in some kind of nuclear bombing, there are, you know, the vast majority of people are the innocents. But, I mean, this is an example, along with whatever else you would want to take a and use it as an example over the how when you would want to even start, because it started before September 11th, 2001. I don't know. Maybe I'm off the mark, but I just feel like it's just more. It's so much that it's like, oh yeah, that's right. There was a bombing in Paris, but it was at a soccer game, I gather, if that's what the person was talking about. But we forgot there was that, you know, what was that, Lords of Death Metal or whatever the hell the name of the band was that was performing at the concert. Where there was a shooting. It's like you lose track of them. There's so many. And that just isn't the way that it was. In other words, I just feel like that's the thing about last night and why that stands out to me is I'm like, I feel like that's the first of what will be multiple. I hope I'm wrong, because of course you thought that, I'm sure you thought, okay, there's going to be a bunch more September 11ths right after September 11th.
The real danger for us, the more likely danger, is getting shot by someone else. Did you, this weekend there was, what, 14 shootings in St. Louis? In St. 14? There was a couple kids shot? I mean, it happens here. I mean, we had kids shot and killed right in our own town. That's your real fear, is that the violence is so out of control among Americans. You're far more likely to run into that than some terrorist threat, as bad as the terrorist threats are. I mean, we got people dying by the tens of thousands in this country shooting each other.
I think the difference now, Doug, is the S. Everybody's in a cursing mood this morning. I got to make sure I don't read these word for word. I think the difference now, Doug, is the crap is live streaming on everyone's phone. Nobody watched Pearl Harbor live on TV. Well, I think there's an element of truth to that. However, at least as of now maybe something has come out since we started the show and I haven't seen it. There is not a video of the explosion last night. I would imagine I would think there's got to be one, but maybe not. I mean, why would you be holding up your phone?
Maybe a video? Security camera somewhere. Yeah. But do you really need to see it? I mean, we know what a bomb looks like.
The point is, whatever the case might be, you got to be so careful talking about this stuff because inevitably you'll unintentionally offend someone. So I'm trying to talk about the topic without doing so. But for example, the Ray Rice punch, you know what a punch looks like. Mm-hmm. You hear domestic violence, it makes you nauseous to hear it, but then actually seeing it, I think, is what drove it to another level. If there is video of this, it's already horrifying to think of 8-year-olds and teenagers dying just leaving a concert. But if there is video, not to say that it'll be airing everywhere, because you will see the actual, you know, carnage right there, as in physical beings.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at this moment, you haven't seen it. I'm actually surprised, pleasantly, I suppose, that there really is no good video.
Yeah, I don't need to see video of a bomb killing kids.
Right. But I think the point is that this person, when texting in, is that people now see it. There was video of Pearl Harbor, though. I mean, not like live.
There's some film of it, a little bit, not much.
Unfortunately, these things happen just about every day in the Middle East and Northern Africa. I know that it doesn't lessen the impact. Just seems that we pay more attention when it happens in the Western world. That's from the 314.
Well, that's reasonable.
CCTV cameras are everywhere in England. I'm sure there's footage. That's from Altsy. It's a stadium. There will be video. It's from Abe Froman. The amount of hatred and spread of it has grown due to the age of internet. ISIS is global without much effort. Steve Wildwood.
Yeah, it's much easier to get around. Used to be hard to go from the Middle East or Northern Africa and get to the United States. Just that was a struggle, and it's not anymore.
There is video on CNN, go figure. That's from the Veiled Prophet. I don't know what that means. Is that a shot at CNN? Or is it a shot that there is video?
I don't know.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. That's how you can get involved in the radio program. You can also text in on that number. You can call in on it. Plus, you can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots with the Hot Shots email of the day. Plus, a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets on May 30th. Bud Bash, enter gate 4 up to 2 hours before first pitch and receive a free mini bobblehead of the featured player with autograph already on the box. Each game is a different player, and next Tuesday, May 30th, is Whitey Herzog. So the transition is starting for you, Tim. Just wait until you hold that beautiful baby and you understand your own parents so much better. I swear to you, I called home to St. Louis. I live in Sac now.
Sacramento?
I guess so.
Don't say Sac.
I'm thinking
right.
He lives inside of our old board operator.
Yeah, you could have sacked that. You could have.
And apologize to my parents every time I never called home and I stayed out late. The yin and yang of parenthood. It's from the 916.
Oh, yeah. We go through that now with kids who want to go out every night. Want to go downtown, drive around, drinking, partying. You go through that. That's for sure. But you think when you were 21, 22, or 23, you didn't worry about it at all, right?
Well, I had no friends.
Well, But you wouldn't, you would get probably upset with your parents. What do you mean you're going to be mad at me if I get home at midnight? Night's just starting. As a kid, you don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm a fabulous television star.
Well, you weren't at the time, were you?
22. I was in Little Rock, killing it.
Boy, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were out all night, well, just pawning holes.
Bars closed at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Quapaw is where I lived. Quapaw.
That was the bar you went to?
No. That's the neighborhood in downtown Little Rock.
Quapaw.
Quapaw.
Bill Clinton probably cut quite a swath there, didn't he?
I don't know. Based on what I saw from my neighbors, he was probably up a tier or two. But yeah, I think I only live like a couple blocks from where the Clinton Library is now, downtown. Mm-hmm. What is that called? Riverwalk? Is that Riverwalk?
I've not been to Little Rock.
We ought to go down there and do a remote before.
I wouldn't mind seeing Little Rock.
Yeah, I've been down there in 18 years. Doug, what went down in your neighbor's bomb shelter? It sounds hot. Thanks. That's from Bunchy Donovan's Priest.
It was an old bomb shelter, cement. We used to play Army there as little kids. But that's where we were told to go if something happened.
Remember the signs on all the schools? There was like a yellow and black circle.
I remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah. Like bomb shelter, if we have nuclear, whatever, these are all places you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had those at St. Margaret's of Scotland and then Magdalen.
You were St. Margaret of Scotland guy? I didn't know.
2 years. Then I went third grade through eighth, St. Mary Magdalen.
Doug, St. Mary Magdalen, Brentwood.
You moved west a little bit?
Yeah, we moved up. Like the Jeffersons, we went from Flat Avenue.
Everything goes back to Sherman Helms with you.
We went from Flat Avenue in the city to Brentwood.
Nice. Your dad get a bonus? Got a
no, he just
promotion?
Changed jobs.
Went to Sports Talk Radio?
He went from a janitor.
He moved the other direction.
He was a janitor at Sherman Grade School where I went to kindergarten. And then he was a bartender, so we moved on up to the east side.
A lot of people in Brentwood who go into Sports Talk Radio, and then they have to move down a little bit, downsize.
God love my dad. Raised 7 kids, a janitor and a bartender.
Really? Bet he worked round the clock.
Worked his ass off. Okay.
All right. Still got the nice home in Brentwood.
Somebody's living there.
Palatial estate?
No, it was a 3-bedroom, and then we built a bedroom downstairs for 3 boys living in 1 bedroom with bunk beds at 1 time. Just light a dube and throw it back and forth.
Oh, you didn't do that at home, did you?
Well, we're in the basement. Nobody knew.
You did that at home?
Yes.
Wouldn't he have been mad at you?
Yeah, my dad never came. My mom and dad never came downstairs.
So they never knew that you were doing drugs in the basement?
Maybe they did. They didn't say anything. It was pot. It wasn't drugs.
Oh.
Plowhawk supports you.
Uh-huh.
Things like this are especially enraging because there's no way to channel your anger toward a tangible improvement / fix for the horrible situation. It's from the 314.
No. We haven't got it figured out how to stop people from killing each other here. Don't forget about ISIS, but we can't stop Americans from killing each other. All you need is a gun. I mean, it happens almost every day now here.
Iggy went to St. Margaret of Liars. That's from campus. Limp D.
Yeah, now I'm lying about what grade school I went to for 2 years.
Why?
I'm boasting.
You've got a lot of motivation to lie about where you went to first and second grade.
I know. I'm going to be cool. I went to St. Margaret of Scotland. I'm lying about that.
Guys, heard a British politician interviewed on NPR. A lot of our listeners listen to NPR when we're in break.
I don't think so.
Talking about how they feel this won't be political, but rather sobering for both sides in that country. They have an election coming up. Hoping America can handle this as a sobering event and not yet another topic of argument. Sometimes people just need to sit, breathe, and think. Love you, Tim. That's from Tom Brady's Moist Needle.
Well, I suppose it may get to the political argument of immigration and ban on certain people coming into the country. I'm sure it will. Some will say it won't matter. Others will say, why risk it?
Tim, you are not 100 years old like Iggy and Doug. Don't agree with them about this bomb shelter fiasco. I don't understand what I agreed with. What's a fiasco?
I don't know.
You said you saw him too.
So yeah, well, at St. Gabriel's, true, it still might be up there. Yeah. The sign. I was not in a bomb shelter. There was just the sign. It's a yellow. Here, somebody sent in a picture of it. The fallout shelter text.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Did they have
it? And I had no idea what I was looking at. I just remember seeing the thing.
Now I think they have like tornado shelters.
And bathhouses.
That's a whole different thing.
But it's a place where people gather for safety.
I don't think anyone gathers at a bathhouse for safety.
Iggy used to do drugs in his basement. Now he does his captors in his basement. Thanks. That's from Recaps. Are you writing notes, Iggy, when you hear these texts? You kind of elevated yourself and began writing. And I'm like, oh, you're keeping notes.
No, Doug said something about bathhouse, and I figured that'd be a drop. So I wrote.
Oh, okay. I was questioning the validity of the bathhouse as a safe place in case of nuclear war.
When I'm done
war.
Editing, it'll sound much better.
All right. Kate and doing heroin off each other's bums, pounding Lexington Steel. I was reading a vile email at the time when that was recorded.
I actually believe it this time. St. Margaret of Scotland is nothing to brag about. Thanks, Butch McGuire.
Oh, it was down there in the city.
That's right off 44, isn't it?
I don't know. From our house, you could see the white brick wall going into Shaw Gardens.
It's kind of like Gringo Jones. Gringo Jones. Oh, nice. Remember that? Yeah,
that's that little neighborhood. We had us, and then down the street were all the Irish, which Mickey Moran and Jimmy Regan were my two best friends.
Doug, you know those?
I don't.
And both became St. Louis city cops.
Did they?
Just retired, actually.
Well, congratulations to them on their retirement.
Great guys.
Why didn't you become a cop? Do you think about it at all?
Well, I did when my buddy Dan Fitzgerald, who I grew up with, was a Brentwood cop for 35 years and never took his gun out of his holster. Said, now, if I could have been a cop in Brentwood, hell yeah.
Yeah. What's safer in Brentwood?
Sit at Dunkin' Donuts and wait for somebody to speed. That's pretty much it.
Occasional robbery, probably.
Yeah, but Mickey Regan and Jimmy Moran in the city all those years, that's... They would tell me stories that there were nights that, my God, there were murder here, murder there.
Yeah, that's dangerous business.
No, I
want to
be a cop.
No. Not safe anywhere anymore.
Doug, do you want to go down in the bomb shelter and pretend we're the only two people left and we have to repopulate the world?
Is that a leggy blonde?
Hipster of Tower Grove South. You met him, actually. He brought his girlfriend to the...
Vile. Wasn't his girlfriend. It was just a girl that was standing next to him. And he said, yeah, that's my girlfriend. That's my gal.
Bathhouses are the 10th tee box of the 1980s. Tons of grandpa and caddy action. Thanks, Mario in Chicago.
I don't buy it. I do not buy that. I've never seen a bathhouse. I wouldn't even know where to go to see one. Do they even have a bathhouse in St. Louis? There's not a bathhouse here.
We ought to do a remote.
Yeah,
we can't. There isn't one that's here.
The MAC kind of has a bathhouse. They're like walking around with no clothes on.
They still do that?
I don't believe they call it a bathhouse.
I thought they stopped some of that.
Yes, Plow Dodger.
Oh, our local YMCA has like
it's not a bathhouse.
Has a section in the male shower where it's like curtained off with like a U-shaped bench. And you can, like, steam it up. So people use that as, like, a steam room. Not necessarily a bathhouse, but people are naked and
the
sitting.
Potential. Why would you sit there naked? Why would anyone do that?
After a nice workout, you just want to sweat it out.
Yeah, but why not just have a towel covering your love, bro?
Towel? How about some U-trowel?
Oh, I don't say I do it. Because just think about it. When you sit on that bench, how many sacks have sat right there.
Exactly right. Why you don't want to sit there naked.
Yes.
That's good.
And this is going on at the Y, is it?
The YMCA, yep. Yeah. In Canton.
In Canton. Hmm. I don't need to know my neighbors that well. Did you belong to the Y in Canton?
Of course. Everyone belonged to the Y. Everyone. They make a killing there.
Yeah, the Y is not cheap.
No, it was... I mean, a year membership was, I think, $350, $400 for... Canton, and that's really low. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a huge Y either, so I'm sure it's way more expensive now in a bigger area, but we, you know, a couple gyms and a pool and a bathhouse.
Yeah, you got the impression that the YMCA, that's kind of the poor man's health club, but it isn't. They're not cheap.
Their amenities are a poor man's
health club. You think they're charging for the bathhouse?
Yeah.
Doug, speaking of it, can you tell us about Spas and More?
Well, Spas and More is where you want to go if you want a spa, or even if you don't, you just want more. You want more of something. It might not necessarily be a spa, but you know you got to have it. Spas and More's is the Bi-State's exclusive master spa dealer with over 20 years of experience. Master Spas is the largest distributor of therapeutic spas and swim spas in the world. And you're saying, I wish they had the Michael Phelps line. Well, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do have the Michael Phelps line. And everything they have is made right there, right here in the USA. Spas and More has a 6,000 square foot warehouse showroom in Sunset Hills with more than 25 spas and swim spas right there on display for you to look at. They sell, service, and deliver all their products using factory-trained people with no third-party involvement. And if it's a little pricey and you say, well, you know, they have financing, and they have financing right there to make it very affordable for you. They have more than 50 spas and swim spas in stock for quick delivery and setup. Custom spa covers made for any size spa or swim spa, and of course, they also have More. They have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. 9 to 5, other times by appointment. They have a website. I'm about to give it now.
Do it.
SpasandMoreSTL.com. Yep. Check them out. Spas and More.
You are welcome to email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Hot Shots email today coming your way in 45 minutes. Derek Gould with us live from Los Angeles. The Cardinals will face Clayton Kershaw this evening. That comes your way at 9:15. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After in the 8 o'clock hour. Is now at a close. 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. This is 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.